Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Good afternoon and welcome to Healthy Habits with Stephanie Brayman. I am a fitness motivator and wellness coach, and I have my own business here in Charlotte called Shape and Shred at Just Fit Training Studios. We specialize in small group training, personal training, group fitness classes, nutrition, 21-day health and fitness support and accountability groups, and we can help you to reach your goals. I also mentor entrepreneurs who would like to start their own health and fitness business. So my question for you today is, are you a goal digger? And if not, do you want to learn how to become one? It's no secret that top-level athletes, successful entrepreneurs, business people, and achievers in all different fields have one thing in common. And no, I hate to break it to you, it is not luck. They all set goals. Let's go through just a few of the benefits of goal setting today, and then I also wanted to try to walk you through a few action steps that you can take in order to make them happen. So goals help you to take control of your life, and they give you direction for where you want to go. So I like to think of it as your GPS or a detailed road map that will help you to organize your time and your resources so that you can make the most out of your valuable time. We're all busy, so we really want to get the most out of what we're doing each day and not waste our time on things that don't help us to get to where we ultimately want to go. So you're giving yourself long-term vision and short-term motivation to sort out the things that are most important to you. You also want to weed out the things that are not. This will also help you to identify your priorities, enable you to stop wasting time on things that really don't matter, and to start making the right choices based on the things that you are really trying to accomplish. One of my all-time favorite quotes that really helps to put this into perspective is, "A goal without a plan is simply just a wish." So we want to stop wishing and we really want to start doing. So it might surprise you to know that I have not been in the health and fitness industry all of my life. I really spent most of my adult life and career in the restaurant business. So after 21 years, I had kind of reached my breaking point as a restaurant manager, and I realized I really needed something more meaningful and rewarding. Goal setting was seriously the number one factor in helping me to get clear on where I wanted to be and what I was going to do to get myself there. Literally within 1 year of writing out my big, scary, crazy goals for changing my life and my career, I was able to quit my full-time job and move into a field that I absolutely love. It's pretty crazy that I did this, you know, at the age of, you know, almost 40. But the goal setting really was that catalyst to push me forward. So let's dive into some ways that you can start accomplishing your goals one step at a time. So you know me, I like to keep things simple, and I'm going to use weight loss as our example today, but these steps can help you to really accomplish anything you want in life. Maybe you want to grow your business, maybe you want to write a book, learn how to earn more money, change careers, go back to school, whatever it is, you can apply it to that. So it's not just for health and weight loss. My first recommendation to you would be to keep it simple, and you want to keep your goals few in number, so maybe 5 to 7 max. If you keep your list small, you'll be able to be more productive, more focused, and you'll have a greater success at actually achieving those goals which will help to keep you motivated. And, you know, that's the thing that's really important here, is to keep that motivation, because, you know, there are days that are going to be challenging. It's going to be really hard for you to kind of, you know, keep that momentum behind you. But by writing out this list and having them in front of you at all times and digging deep to that why, it will help you to build that motivation. And once you start reaching the goals, you'll be even more thrilled to keep pushing forward. The next thing I want you to do would be to write them down. So to me, that this is really the key here, because if you are writing them down, you are really stating those intentions, right? You're actually setting things in motion. Writing them down makes them real. It takes them from that wish and dream, and it puts it on paper. This is where it really becomes a plan. It's something that is tangible. Once you see this written, once you really can focus on what these things are that you want to do, you can then make those steps that you want to do to get there. So what does it, or what should it like when you're actually writing them out? So I think that that's the hard part. At least, you know, it was for me. It was hard to really sit down and, you know, get clear, find that quiet time to really connect to myself and understand where I wanted to go and what I would have to do in order to get there. So I think, you know, finding that quiet spot is a perfect place, giving yourself some time, not putting too much pressure on yourself, because it's like in those moments is when you tend to draw a blank. So we really, you know, don't pressure yourself. Listen deep to those dreams and those desires and the things that really fuel you. So I wanted to give you some action steps when you're writing them that's going to help to make it easier. And this is where you might want to grab a pen and paper so you can take some notes, because this is kind of the meat of it all. So I'm sure you've already heard of this. It's really nothing new, and I didn't come up with it. But they're called SMART goals, and it's an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. So this is such a valuable tool, because you have to get specific with your goal in order to make it happen. You can't just write down, I want to lose weight. It's really not specific enough. There's nothing for you to kind of hold on to, and it's hard for you to figure out your action steps, because it's very like it's a flimsy kind of goal. So this is a great tool, because it'll help to set yourself up for success and really narrow that focus. Okay, so step one, you are wanting to lose weight. That's our goal for the day. And you're going to write this down. And just stating losing weight is like the bare minimum, and it's going to be hard for you to stick to. So get super specific here. So why are you creating this goal? How will this goal make you feel when you achieve it? And what are you going to do to get there? So I like to say that this is where you really fake it until you make it. I want you to start picturing yourself like in the future, having already accomplished this goal. Think about what that means to you. So an example of this would be to pick that goal weight and express how you feel when you reach it. So this is the first goal. I feel strong, confident, and healthy having lost weight, but exercising 7 days a week, eating clean, and watching my portion sizes. So don't you see how that is so much more specific of a goal compared to just saying, I want to lose weight? Okay, so how do you make it measurable? Well, this is important because you need to measure your progress. So let's take that same goal and now make it even better by stating, I feel strong, confident, and healthy at 140 pounds by exercising 7 days a week, eating clean, and watching my portion sizes. So now we've made this measurable because we've got our goal weight already set, and that's going to help us to track our progress along the way. Okay, so the third one, you need to make it attainable. So this step can either set you up for success or set you up for failure. So you have to think about how you can make this doable for you. It may sound like an awesome idea to say you're going to exercise 7 days a week, but is that realistic with your busy schedule? So if not, let's make this goal more doable to where it's still challenging enough, but not completely overwhelming. So now we write out, I feel strong, confident and healthy at 140 pounds by exercising for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, eating clean, and watching my portion sizes. So do you see how that gives us something that we can use to actually make it attainable? We're taking it to 30-minute workouts a day, only 5 days a week. Okay, how do we make this relevant? This has to be something that motivates you. So this is where I really need you to dig a little deeper, because you need to find something that's going to keep you interested, okay? Even when you're having a bad day or a bad week. Think about what forms of exercise you love to do and pick maybe two things, just because maybe something will happen with the other one, and really keep those two things as your motivation to reach the goal. So for example, I would love to be a runner, but I have some injuries that makes running really difficult to me. So if I pick that as part of my goal, that would set me up for failure. So I need to pick something I love and that I can do that will also get me results. So an example of making this goal better would be, I feel strong, confident, and healthy at 140 pounds by swimming and doing circuit training for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, eating clean, and watching my portion sizes. Now I've got two exercises or two workouts that I can do that are going to help me to reach this goal. The final step would be to make this goal time-bound or time-sensitive. So you have to give yourself a deadline. You know, we can't just leave this open-ended because we'll never get there. You have to be realistic here again and think about, if my goal weight is 140 pounds, and I need to lose 30 pounds in order to get there, can I do that in 30 days? No, not healthy anyways. It's just not realistic. So you have to do a little bit of backtracking and thinking and say, okay, so healthy weight loss is usually 2 pounds a week, average 1 to 2. And use that as your guideline when you want to choose your end date. So if today is February 17th and we want to average 2 pounds of weight loss each week, then we would need about 15 weeks to reach our goal. Maybe we even give ourselves an extra week or two just so we have a little bit of wiggle room to achieve the goal. And now we rewrite this goal, and it's going to say, on June 8th, I feel strong, confident, and healthy at 140 pounds by swimming and doing circuit training 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, eating clean, and watching my portion sizes. So we've given ourselves 16 weeks or 4 months to reach this goal, which is doable. So think about it. How amazing will you feel when you realize that you made this goal a reality? And this is how you're going to goal set for everything you're wanting to achieve. You've got to break it down into steps. You've got to give yourself a deadline, and you've got to make it doable for yourself and your life. So there's one little step that I want to throw in here that's just a little bonus one. I really think it's important to look at these goals on a regular basis. You know, review them, give yourself a little check-in, maybe once a week, once a month. See what you're doing, see how your progress is. And maybe you need to make a few changes. Maybe you need to organize your to-do list or your daily activities a little better, so that you're going to actually make it to that goal. The other thing that I think is important, and I'm huge with support and accountability, because I believe, you know, it's really hard to make things happen just completely by yourself. It's important to have a success partner, a family member, a trusted friend, somebody that you can use for support, because we're all going to have those days where that motivation fades, or we're just not feeling it, or we're feeling frustrated. And I think it's helpful to have that support system around. So I think that sharing your goal, while it's scary and can be, you know, a little bit difficult, I think that it's super important. And I don't mean share it with anybody. If you've got negative Nellies in the world or in your world, and you know that they're not going to support you and they're going to rip that dream apart or that goal, don't share it with them. You don't need that. You already have enough doubt that can be running through your own mind, and you don't want those negative influences to come in. So share it with, again, a trusted person who is a mentor, somebody who is committed to helping you achieve your goals. I think by putting it out there in the world, again, it helps to make it more real. It helps to hold you accountable when you're having a tough day. And I think you can never have too much support. I think it's definitely the key to helping you get to where you want to be. So I thank you so much for joining me today. I hope I gave you some amazing, valuable tools to help you set those goals and crush them. I really want you all to become a goal digger so you can live the best, most fulfilling life possible for you. I hope you'll tune in with me again. I'm here on the third Wednesday of every month at 1:30. And again, I thank you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.